Culver City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. We have some broken heroes here. Let's check it out.
Early to bed and early to rise, but I never had life live for the other guys. Gotta work at 5 o'clock, I don't want any grub. I don't really give a damn, go down the pub. Skinhead rock and roll. Skinhead rock and roll. Skinhead rock and roll. Sitting at the bar as somebody wants some rock and roll. I just really want some love, and that's what really sucks me up. First it was a punch.
The Broken Heroes. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you did, some cool news. You know, Broken Heroes doing a little Sunday show. Let me pull up the information here for you. Doing a Sunday, July 22nd show, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. Championship Bar in Trenton, New Jersey. And that's the Broken Heroes, Drink and Destroy Crew, STS, and No Parole. Now, of course, Broken Heroes promoting their new album, Make Oi Great Again. So come pick that up. They got the vinyl releases. I know, I think they got a couple colors and shit like that. So make sure you guys head down to Trenton Sunday, July 22nd, for Broken Heroes, who you just heard, Drink and Destroy Crew, STS, and No Parole. All right, now, with that being said, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam up here by his lonesome, giving you a little solo Pogo. Now, there are other members of the Pogo crew at my house at the moment, several, but they are all passed out still. So, yeah, we'll have to see if maybe they'll make a cameo appearance. But probably going to be a fucking quicker show, shorter show, whatever you want to say. So let's kick it with the tunes. Now, everybody knows, you know, Tim in Broken Heroes is also Tim in Mike Blank's and the Stabs. So let's get to them now with S-D-A-B-S.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. I get drunk by two and I'm ready to screw. Until I come.
Sex, drugs, alcohol. Sex, drugs, alcohol. Sex, drugs. I get high by night.
Now, generally, anytime we play Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, I give you guys two tracks from them. So why break this awesome tradition today? Here's Mike Blanks and the Stabs with Tonight.
All aboard!
Mike Blanks and the Stabs on Pogo City Radio. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mike Blanks and the Stabs is Blank 77 without Renee and Tim playing guitar instead of bass. They put out one album, starting them off young. I want to say like 2002 or some shit, maybe 2003. I don't fucking know. But yeah, pretty kick-ass album. Pretty hard to find, but you guys can go over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube and you can find every track, including the hidden bonus track, which is one of the most hilarious things on the planet. Now, we got plenty to talk about, and we talked about most of it in Friday's show, which you guys should go back and check out. You know, we had the whole Pogo crew here. It was a good time. Lots of things that we talked about, including pogoing in the park, going down August 4th, North Catasauqua Park, which is, you know, seconds from Allentown, kind of pretty much a suburb of Allentown. So if you know where Allentown is, you know where Catasauqua is. So head down there August 4th, catch Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despise New Jersey, Angry Youth, The Road Sodas, Death Wish Birdie, Skin Sect, Anti-Citizen, The Ice Cold Killers, fucking South Class Veterans. Who else? I'm doing this off all by memory right fucking now. And what else we got is going to be awesome at this. Not to mention it's all for Alex's Lemonade Stand, you know, research for children's cancer. But you guys are going to be able to get there for free and then take your money and put it in the raffle where you could win these Vibrators tickets for Bowery Electric that I have in my hand right now. Now, some of the guys from DSU hooked us up with these tickets, wanted them guys to play, but they couldn't. So, you know, Vincent hit me up and said, you know, maybe we can get you guys some tickets and you can raffle them off. I was like, fuck yeah. So now we got some Vibrators tickets to raffle off, as well as some Dead Boys tickets at Bowery Electric. We also have Yankees tickets, 7th row Yankees tickets. You guys won't want to miss that shit. You know, so we got plenty. We're trying to send you to the big city, trying to send you from the redneck hicks in Pennsylvania and send you out to the big city. Not to mention, you guys are going to be able to win a shit ton of t-shirts and autograph records and whatever the fuck else we put in there. You guys are going to be able to win some boxing gear, $140 of boxing gear. So all you fucking little MMA dudes or you little boxers out there and shit, come check this shit out. You know, you can win all this shit for like a buck, dude. A buck. So get your ants.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Sometimes. You English well. But get your asses to the show. You guys can pogo, save children's lives, and win free autographed records, like an Oi Scouts autographed 7-inch. So get your asses there August 4th. Let's get to some Agnostic Front. Now, I have an autographed Agnostic Front, or actually, the Agnostic Front, the book, autographed by Roger Merritt, but that's not going to be in the auction. So hopefully you guys enjoy listening to them. Jesus Christ. Here's Riot Upstart.
Riggity
Rexon!
Say you got your friends, so die with them. See them all running, they all want revenge. See them on their streets, see them all around. Upset the system, gonna burn it down. Take a strike, fight back. Chances down to take, not down. Dragon stories on the same. She fights tonight. What you gonna do? Someone's always running up behind you. See them on the run with bullets in their head. See them all fighting. They all want revenge. You wanna riot? You wanna fight? New York City is ours tonight. Take a strike, fight back. Chances down to take.
Yeah.
All right, that was Anti-Flag on Pogo City Radio with New York's Agnostic Front just before that. Now, I don't usually like to play songs that are telling people you're not punk rock for whatever reason, but that song just reminds me of high school and like when I first got into punk rock. I think I started listening to that song when I was in like 8th grade. Kind of nostalgic. I don't really listen to Anti-Flag at all. I play them on here occasionally, and I generally only play like, I mean, I'll play them every couple months, and I only play, like, the same two or three songs. But that's definitely one of them, because I remember that song. It was fun. All right. Fucking A. Why don't we do a little... We just did Pittsburgh. Do we want to make a trip out to D.C.? With HR and the Bad Brains Band in D.C. Bad Brains on Pogo City Radio. Now, we told you guys in the last show, and I'm sure you've heard otherwise, Steve from the Adolescents died sometime last week. So if you guys were lucky enough to catch them when they were in the area last week, you saw one of their final shows. So let's get to probably one of their biggest songs and one of my favorites. Here's the Adolescents with Amoeba.
We are scientists in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass sides, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
knows it's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science worm. This is reaching for the telephone.
Right, now you motherfuckers don't want to just sit here and listen to me talk. I know all you assholes want to hear that in-your-face punk rock. So let's keep the tunes moving right along with the Misfits and Last Caress.
I got something to say, and I kill a baby today.
Right now, I just want to make a quick, or tell you guys, a quick observation I just had. Now, we just played The Misfits with Last Caress. Now, all this stuff with No Effects that we've been talking about on here, all this stuff that I think people are overreacting to, not that what they did was, like, nice or anything, but neither is something saying, you know, I got something to say. I killed your baby today. I raped your mother today. This song has been covered 1,000 times, right? Gigi Allen, you know, that's where people really jump off with Gigi Allen. They get into, like, I want to rape you, and I'm a rapist, right? But nobody complains ever. I've never heard anybody complain about The Misfits' Last Caress. And I hear that song covered far more than any of those other songs. Why aren't there all these pissed off groups going after that? See, it's real pick and choosy. And I think it's also, it depends on how serious they take it. But I'm just saying, it doesn't make sense to me why sometimes, at least nowadays, everybody's got to be like, oh my God, this happened and that happened and how dare they? Do you know what I mean? When the Dead Boys were walking around with fucking swastikas on their amps. Like, what, you know what I mean? They weren't a Nazi band. They weren't about that shit. Hilly Crystal, everybody that made their albums, they were all Jewish. Do you know what I mean? And, but, like, not that people, I'm not by any means saying wear swastikas at all. I'm just talking about how much more like policed everything is. Like, punk rock used to be about being in your face. Punk rock used to be a little bit about pissing people off, you know what I mean? Nowadays, it seems like, I remember Kill the Hippies. Now it's like we need a safe space. I don't understand, right? See, I mean, actually, we have some fucking insane, crazy shows at times. Some things not that great happen at them sometimes. But still, I mean, if you want to do that shit, like, go to fuck somewhere else. You know what I mean? I don't want people getting the shit kicked out of them at my show and shit like that. But I don't want people getting offended at everything they hear or see or some joke that a singer says at my shows. Now, why don't we get to another nice offensive song? We'll dedicate this one, not to Josh, but we'll play it for that crusty fuck Josh. And it's the Dorves coming off Blood, Guts, and Pussy with Motherfucker. I will say, people do definitely bitch about the Dorves, though. I love the fucking Dorves. All right, now, still, back on that Misfits topic, right? And the whole, like, offensive thing. I'm not saying it's, like, cool to be an asshole. I'm just saying it's not cool to be a pussy who's offended by everything. That's what I'm saying. Not telling people to go be assholes or go act like they're racist or they got these like extra hate for groups of people. I'm just saying, don't be so offended by everything you goddamn hear and see. You know what I mean? Somebody who's actually doing something wrong, you know, somebody, a Nazi who's actually at the show, you know what I mean? Be pissed off about that. Don't be pissed off because the Misfits said, I killed your baby today, or Blag just said, I fuck my own mom, fuck my own mom. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And if you are offended by that shit, Pogo City Radio is not the place for you. And I don't think really the punk scene is, but I mean, I'm not in the business of telling people they're not punk rock. I'm just in the business of telling you what I think. And to some of you, all I have to say is lighten the fuck up. Now, I just came across Kill the Hippies, and I guess I am now in a Kill the Hippies mood. So why don't we get to the Casualties with some Kill the Hippies? If I could hit the right button.
Riggity, riggity,
wrecked, son!
Hey, baby!
Kill a Krusty, Josh. Kill a Krusty. Now, the Casualties playing Fuck You, We Rule this weekend. And this song that you guys just heard a millisecond of, why don't we play it? Now, the Casualties will have Dave on stage with a couple cracked ribs, right? But if you go real far back in time, you know what I mean? You can find Colin on vocals. So let's get to one of the rarest Casualties song. Let's go with No Life.
Say something with your brain, try to be fucking safe. I'm keeping the light that way, always do what I say. You put your pride above it all. What's gonna happen?
Some old school Casualties for you.
No Life!
Now that was originally off the Drinking Is Our Way of Life EP, which never came out. Then it later came out on the Casualties' early years. But we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Blank 77. I want to be a punk. Now remember guys, you can catch them August 4th. Pogoing in the Park with Crazy in the Brain, The Despise, New Jersey, a bunch more. You won't want to miss our kick-ass raffle. Get there early. Raffle going down earlier. Come see me at the beer tent. Bring your own, though. Here's Blank 77.
All aboard! I want RadioCityRadio.com.